I know for a fact that these nine AMP positions, only one has been allocated to Letterkenny. No, they have never been advertised. I know for a fact that there are nurses that have already started making the training to be able to apply for the AMP positions. So no, the it's all down to the HSE. The HSE is refusing to enhance the staffing levels in Letterkenny. And in fairness to the politicians now, a year ago I was blaming a lot of politicians saying they're not doing enough. But we have had great support in Diabetes Ireland from all of our politicians right across the county. And in particular at our meeting with the minister. It was a very sympathetic ear. It was a very understanding. He seemed to have a very good grasp of the crisis that is in diabetes care in Letterkenny. And I say at that meeting there were several things we were to... The consultant endocrinologist for adults, we need an additional one. The waiting list for Letterkenny is 24 months. They're supposed to be seen every 3 months. That was promised that was going to go ahead. I've just checked this morning, and as of this morning, the post still hasn't been advertised.
The one nurse that's been allocated to Letterkenny University Hospital, is that in the area of diabetes?
No, it's in respiratory care.
Okay, so yeah. The two that you were looking for were never advertised. Sealta...
They've never been sanctioned for advertising. So a couple of years ago, we were actually blaming Letterkenny management that they weren't fighting hard enough. But now we have learned now over the last year and a half that Letterkenny have certainly been fighting. Mm-hmm. And even like Letterkenny had already had an application on for one diabetes advanced nurse practitioner because they were told that's all they were going to get. After our meeting in Dublin, and whenever we explained the whole crisis that is in both paediatrics and adult care, it was agreed at the meeting that what we were looking for was actually two advanced nurse practitioners. So immediately, within a couple of weeks, Letterkenny Hospital had amended their application and applied for the two advanced nurse practitioners.
The boss of the HSE, the ultimate top person, is Minister Harris. That's who you met. That's who you got a commitment from. So he has to intervene, does he not? Because he made...
He certainly has, yeah. And we have been straight on to him yesterday evening when we learned this. We know that the politicians have already, as well as emailed him, they have spoken to him directly. We've got an acknowledgement back that he's received his email, and I think he's actually a bit flabbergasted himself that this has happened. So he is now going off to lobby the HSE.